And Trudy Mara joining us on behalf of the Platte River Fitness Series. Trudy, how are you today?
Good morning. I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Nice, cool start to the workday. Was beautiful temperatures last week. And this week, yeah, it's not too bad for early August, I'd say.
Not bad. It's to be expected. And the nice thing is that if you're smart, you can work with the weather rather than let the weather work you over. So,
yes. Yeah. Just requires a little bit of extra thinking. But here in a couple of months, we'll be begging for these warmer temperatures.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, Trudy, last time we talked, we were getting ready for the color run that was last month. How did that go?
It was phenomenal. They had their largest turnout.
Oh, cool.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken, there are two color runs that the Nebraska Kidney Association does in Nebraska. One is here in North Platte.
Okay.
And one is in Omaha. And I think our numbers either exceeded or rivaled Omaha. So
wow.
We're really, really excited about that.
Rivaling Omaha.
Yeah,
That is huge.
Yep,
that's huge.
Yep, I think so.
But that, again, further solidifies the fact that North Platte's a bit of a hub in a lot of ways, including for recreation and wellness.
I think so. I think that outside of our area, we are seen that way. You know, I get a lot of comments about from folks when they travel in for one of our events, and they're from Colorado or they're from Eastern Nebraska, perhaps Wyoming, perhaps South Dakota,
sure.
Iowa. And they say, you know, for a community this size, oftentimes they're from large metropolitan areas. And even in those large areas, they don't have the number of opportunities that we have.
Wow.
And truly, I think of it a little bit like the ability to shop local or, you know, do things and keep things local.
Mm-hmm.
Our folks have an opportunity to really get a full array of fitness opportunities, and they don't have to go to the expense of travel if they don't want to.
Absolutely.
Certainly they do.
Sure.
Some of them do travel, but we give them so many opportunities. And I know many times I hear that that's the thing people are most amazed about is how many opportunities people have to, whether it's to just participate or whether it's to actually compete.
Yeah, it makes a big difference, that's for sure, and increases our quality of life here for sure in a number of ways. And we've talked about this before, Trudy. I have to talk about, again, the camaraderie that is with this organization and with these group of individuals. It's just outstanding.
It is. You know, I have to share a story because I've been given permission to share. We have an athlete. This is an example of exactly what you're speaking of. His name is Richard Deckert, and he's a retiree.
Yes, he's a great guy.
He is a great guy. And Richard was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer several years ago, and he did all of the treatment and was deemed to be cancer-free. And sadly, his cancer returned not very long ago. But he is yet again cancer-free. And his wife came up to me following an event and said, you know, Richard is alive because of the people in the Platte River Fitness Series. They give him hope.
Mm-hmm.
They give him a purpose. And they give meaning to an energy that he needs to keep going. And that is the secret to a long life. And so, you know, those are the kinds of stories that I think have a lasting impact, I hope.
Yeah.
At least I hope they do. When someone says, you know, these people are keeping this cancer patient going, that means a great deal. They really are a remarkable community of people. And we would love to have everyone join us.
The thing that was so impressive about Richard, too, is he didn't even slow down a little bit. You know, you'd expect him to slow down a little bit battling this cancer, not once but twice, going through chemo and everything. But the guy didn't really, it wasn't noticeable to the general public that he slowed down. He was still out there on the trail, too, doing a lot of activities when it was permitted for him.
Exactly. He's a testament to the idea of honestly, of perseverance.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't slow down. He didn't become a patient. He was an athlete who happened to have cancer.
Yeah.
But I don't think Richard ever saw himself as a patient. So he competed all through his treatment. Now, sometimes he would be slower than he would have liked.
Sure, sure.
Depending on where he was in his treatment cycle. But what's really incredible about these events and about the number of them that we have and the way they really form a series of opportunities is that within his cancer journey, he was able to, he definitely slowed down, mm-hmm. but then he's able to still find accomplishment and achievement by, as he's finishing his cancer treatment, then he begins to get faster and faster and faster. So every race is a new challenge and a new mm-hmm. opportunity to flourish. And so I think that is just so exciting. And truthfully, Richard is not the only one that we've had come to us who have found that that support that they needed to get them through cancer and who have competed right through their treatment.
And it's not just cancer either. I mean, we could fill hours and hours with testimony about individuals that have overcome adversity, overcome a variety of illnesses by partaking in activities like this and being members of the Platte River Fitness Series.
You know, that's very true. And so I actually, when I went to college, I've had one goal, and, mm-hmm. and actually it's a secret goal that I've had my whole life, and that's to write. That's certainly what I did not intend to do what I've done for a living. But these people, they say that you write the book that you're supposed to write when it's time. And I think that all along, the book that's been waiting for me to write is the story of all of these amazing people. And they're just our, they're our friends, they're our neighbors, they're our business folks, they're our community members, but they are all heroes.
Absolutely. And the thing that I love about the Platte River Fitness Series too, Trudy, and we'll remind folks again that no matter where you're at in your fitness journey, you're welcome to join in at the Platte River Fitness Series. If you're that athlete that likes to participate in everything, you work out every day, you're always welcome. But if you're somebody that's just getting started on this wellness journey, you're thinking, I'd kind of like to be part of this camaraderie. I'd like some encouragement while I attempt to cut a couple of pounds, maybe live a healthier lifestyle in a variety of ways. The Platte River Fitness Series is just as much for you as it is for that athlete.
It absolutely is. And actually, in many ways, Tristan, it's almost more so mm-hmm. because that is really what it was designed to do at its heart, was encourage those that are at the beginning of that active and flourishing life, giving them a home. Giving them a grounding, a home base that they can keep coming back to, whether we have a race a month or a couple races in a month, but they can keep coming back to get their buckets filled with the people that surround them at these races.
Not to mention the mental health benefits of remaining physically active and the dopamines that we all get from the finishing of the race, the success of just finishing and accomplishing it, and the camaraderie. It's all just so wonderful, Trudy.
It truly is. You know, we've seen people go from our 5K and then set ginormous goals. We have a young man that's headed to a 100-miler.
Oh, wow.
And he got his start at a 5K. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there are just so many great stories to tell, and I can't wait to tell them.
Trudy Merritt joining us on behalf of the Platte River Fitness Series. Looking at the calendar, Trudy, when do we have our next event?
Well, this month in August, we have a single event. It's August 27th, and it's a very special event for North Platte because the event honors and is in memory of former longtime North Platte resident, business owner, and former mayor, someone who truly made an impact in this community, Jim Whitaker.
Mm-hmm.
We have a beautiful trails network, but Jim was the seed of that trails network. We have a vibrant and flourishing and amazing running community in North Platte. Jim Whitaker was the seed of that running community. He started a running group back in the 70s, I believe, maybe even the later 60s, and before running was really a thing. Jim was running and training. Jim ran Boston several times, but he was just so kind, and his whole purpose was to invite others into the running life because it gave him so much. So really, in a lot of ways, you could say that Jim's model was part of the model that started the Platte River Fitness Series. So we celebrate Jim's life by running the trail that was actually named after Jim, Whitaker's Way. And there's a 5K and a 10K, which I love when we have that combination
mm-hmm.
because the 5K is really good for those novices and beginners, but you've accomplished the 5K and you've maybe even run several of them, then we have that next step up, which is the 10K. So there's both of those. We start out at occasions at Lake Maloney, running that beautiful, I love to run out there, the MPPD trail. And then you'll go, you know, under the Highway 83 and come up alongside the canal, and then you run up to what's called Whitaker's Way, which is where you get the beautiful view of the city of North Platte from the hill near Dodge Hill, at the top of Dodge Hill, and then you'll come back to the lake. So it's just a really, really unique course. It's not a course, it's not used in any races except this one. And there's a bench at the top of the hill in honor of Jim. And so, you know, Jim will be up there blessing all the runners as they go by. But it's just, for those of us that truly love Jim Whitaker, this is a really, really wonderful race. And it benefits the North Platte Trails Network. It's one of four races that does benefit the Trails Network.
So, Trudy, if folks want to learn more about that race to honor Mayor Whitaker and participate with that, how can they do so and potentially sign up?
The best way is to go to our website, PlatteRiverFitness.com, and they can register online. If they are averse to online things, which some folks are, and that's totally okay, that would be me, there's paper forms at the rec center.
Awesome. So you can always stop by the rec center to get some paper forms, fill them out there, and turn them in at the rec center as well, I imagine.
Leave them right at the rec center.
Awesome. Yep. Trudy, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Nope, except we're looking forward to September and October when we have two half marathons back to back.
Oh my goodness. You can find more at the Platte River Fitness Series website too on those, I'm sure.
Yep, you can.
Awesome. Well, Trudy, as always, we appreciate the time. Appreciate all you do for our wonderful community. Look forward to seeing you again in about a month.
Thank you, Tristan.